听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Amy saw baby animals. She fed a lamb. She saw a goat come out of a gate, but ran away from it. She doesn't have any pictures. She forgot to take her camera. Amy never wants to live on a farm with ducks, geese, or any other animals.
Hi, friends. My name is Andrea. Today we continue to talk about life on a farm. And we have some key words to talk about together. This will help you with today's lesson. Amy continues to share what she saw on the farm. She saw baby animals. She fed a lamb. A lamb is a baby animal. A lamb is a baby sheep. A sheep is an animal that you can find on a farm. She also saw a goat come out of a gate. A goat is also a farm animal. A goat is a little bit bigger than a sheep. Goats are very interesting to look at. They like to run quickly on a farm. You can also get milk from a goat. A gate is important on a farm. A gate keeps the animals where they should be so they can't come out. There might be a gate around the chickens or a gate around the goats. That way, they can't run away or go to a place they are not supposed to go. Well, it's too bad that Amy forgot to take her camera to the farm. Camera is a key word. A camera is something that you use to take pictures. Well, Amy never wants to live on a farm. She doesn't want to live with ducks and geese or any other animals. But I'm glad that we can still learn how to talk about these animals. A duck is a bird. A duck says, quack, quack. Now, you often see ducks on water or close to water. Another key word is goose. Goose. One goose, but two or more geese. G-E-E-S-E. Well, we have more to learn. Let's go to the mall.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Emma, and you know we're talking about the farm. We've learned about different animals, the cows, the pigs and horses, the chickens and the rooster, and today we're going to learn about another farm animal. Can you guess what it is? Well, we'll find out in a few minutes. But first, we're going to find out the Find It question. So look for the answer to this question. The Find It question is, what did Amy forget? What did Amy forget? Ooh, that's what I want you to find out. But right now, let's go visit Christina at the information desk. Come on!
Hello, 大家好，我是 Christina， 欢迎来到 information desk。今天他们还继续聊着 Amy 到农场去玩的事。Amy 在农场抱过小羊，还用奶瓶喂过小羊喝奶哦，好像很好玩。后来还有一只山羊朝着 Amy 走过来， Amy 吓得赶快跑， 农场里有那么多有趣的事，可是 Amy 却忘了带照相机去拍照，真的是太可惜了。 Amy 说农场太臭了，再去玩是可以啦，可是过夜就不必了。接下来 Jack 还唱了一首农场的歌哦，等一下你也要跟着唱哦。 OK, here are some key words for you. Lamb, 羔羊或小羊 Lamb. 你有没有唱过一首歌 Mary had a little lamb?Little lamb 就是小羊的意思。Goat, 山羊 Goat. Have you ever tried goat milk? Gate, 栅栏门或大门 Gate. 例如放学之后 I'll wait for you at the school gate. Camera, 照相机 Camera. Let's take some pictures with the camera. Duck, 鸭子Duck. 北京烤鸭 Peking duck is a famous dish. Goose. 鹅 Goose. 特别要注意的是 Goose 的复数是 Geese. Alright, it's time to go over to the clothing store.
Conversation A.
Amy, were there any baby animals on the farm?
There were some baby sheep. I loved the little lambs. I even held one and fed it with a bottle.
Did you see any goats?
Oh, yes. One goat came out of the gate and walked over to me.
What did it want?
Maybe some food? I don't know. I ran away. Friends, welcome to the mall. I am Amy, and here we have Tom. And thanks for joining us today as we talk about farm animals. And today I am sharing with Jack and Pam about more animals on the farm. Now, I love the little lambs. They are so cute. The little lambs, they're soft and they're white.Well, some aren't white. They're different colors, but I like them. They're so sweet.
Oh, well, Amy, you're a very sweet person. Two sweet things getting together. Amy and the little lambs. Friends, lamb is our key word. Say it with us. Lamb.
Lamb.
Lamb. A lamb is a young sheep. Now, remember...When you look at this word, it says L-A-M-B, but you don't say the last B. It just sounds like lamb.
Mm-hmm, lamb. Now, how many lambs do you have on the farm? That's what I asked my friend. She had quite a few, and I even got to feed a lamb.
Well, did you get to see any goats?
I did. I didn't really like them.
That's okay. Well, Amy did not like goats, but we can talk about this key word. It is the word goat.
Goat.
Goat. Now, a goat is another kind of farm animal. It's about the size of a sheep, but it does not have wool like a sheep. It's not as big. The hair is not as big. But a goat does have little things sticking out of its head.That is a goat.
A goat. Well, we can drink milk from goats, too. But I don't really like goat milk. Tom, do you like goat milk?
Do I like goat's milk? Well, no. I like milk that comes from cows.
Me too. I think it tastes better. Well, one goat came out of the gate and walked over to me.And gate is our next key word. Gate.
Gate.
Gate. A gate is a kind of a door. It's a smaller door. And let's use it in a sentence. When you open the gate and walk through the gate, you are in the garden.
When you open the gate, then you will be in the garden. Friends, let's review these key words. The first one is lamb.Lamb. Which sheep is the little lamb's mother?
Goat. Goat. Goats are strong animals. Some of them live in the mountains.
And gate. Gate. Nice job. Please close the gate so the animals can't come out. Very good. Let's go now and learn with conversation B.
Conversation B.
You really had an interesting time at the farm, Amy.
Hey, did you take any pictures?
Oh no, I forgot to take my camera to the farm.
Then you'll have to visit a farm again.
Yeah, maybe sometime. But I never want to live on a farm.
Really? But Old MacDonald's farm seems like a fun place.
Old MacDonald? What are you talking about?
Well, friends, did you find it? That's right. The answer to our find it question is right here in conversation B. The question is, what did Amy forget?
What did Amy forget? Amy forgot to take her camera to the farm. Oh no, I forgot to take my camera to the farm.
Amy, you have memories from the farm, but you have no pictures to show anybody.
Yeah, I forgot to bring my camera, so I didn't take pictures.
It's okay, we can at least talk about this key word. The word is camera.
Camera.
Camera. Now, you can take pictures with a camera. There are many different kinds of cameras. Some are really expensive. I have a cheap camera.
That's okay. I like to take pictures. So I bring my camera with me in my bag so I can take pictures with my camera.
So you like to take pictures with your camera, but you did not take your camera to this farm. That means you have no pictures to show anybody.
I know, I forgot. Well, Pam says that I can go to the farm again so I can take pictures then. I said, okay, maybe, but I never want to live on a farm.
You never want to live on a farm. Well, I don't think I want to live on a farm either, but this is a good phrase or sentence pattern to know. I never want to do something. I never want to go to that restaurant again. I did not like the food. I never want to go to that restaurant again.
And so I never want to go and live on the farm. It's not a place for me, I think. Well, friends, good job. Let's review our key words. The word is camera. Camera. I am bringing my camera on our trip. I will take lots of pictures.
Yeah, well, you better, Amy. It's important to have your camera if you want to show other people some pictures. Hey, you were talking about Old MacDonald. What is Old MacDonald?
I know. I was kind of unsure what Jack was talking about, but I think Old MacDonald is a children's song. Let's hear it. Let's go right now.
Read it.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here and a quack quack there. Here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack quack. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had
a goose.
E-I-E-I-O. With a Hong Kong here and a Hong Kong there. Here a honk, there a honk, everywhere a Hong Kong. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, friends, have you heard of this song? This song is a children's song, but it's still fun to sing sometimes.
Tom, do you know this song?
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on his farm he had some ducks.
Ducks?
Ducks. Friends, let's talk about this key word. It is duck.
Duck.
Duck. Quack, quack. I think. Well, a duck is a bird that lives close to the water, and it spends a lot of time on the water.
Mm-hmm. A duck likes to swim in the water and likes to eat fish in the water. Well, a duck is also a farm animal.
It's a farm animal, and a duck uses its feet to swim under the water, or his feet are underwater, he is on top. Now, Amy, what sound does a duck make?
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack. Good. A duck goes quack, quack here and a quack, quack there. Here a quack.
There a quack.
Everywhere a quack, quack. Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm there was a...
goose.
Yes. Good.
That's right. That's our next key word. Goose.
Goose.
Goose. A goose is a bird with a long neck. Goose is one goose, but when you're talking about many, 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 then you are using the word geese.
Ooh, geese. G-E-E-S-E, geese. Yeah, they are birds with long necks. They look kind of like ducks, but their necks are a little longer. Amy?
Hmm?
What sound does a goose make?
Honk, honk.
And a honk, honk here, and a honk,
honk, honk
there. Here a honk,
there a honk, honk.
Everywhere a honk, honk. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Hey, great job, friends. Well, right now we're going to review these keywords. Say them with us. Duck.
Quack.
Duck. Nice. There are 7 ducks in the water.
The next word is goose. Goose. The geese are flying south, so they can be warmer. Well, good job, friends. We're glad you joined us. Let's take a break. We'll see you later.
Honk, honk.
Welcome back. Did you find out what animal we talked about today? That's right. If you said sheep or baby lamb, you have the right answer. I like lambs and sheep. Don't you? Great. Then let's review the lesson one more time.
Amy, were there any baby animals on the farm?
There were some baby sheep. I love the little lambs. I even held one and fed it with a bottle.
Did you see any goats?
Oh, yes. One goat came out of the gate and walked over to me.
What did it want?
Maybe some food. I don't know. I ran away.
You really had an interesting time at the farm, Amy.
Hey, did you take any pictures?
Oh no, I forgot to take my camera to the farm.
Then you'll have to visit a farm again.
Yeah, maybe sometime. But I never want to live on a farm.
Really? But Old MacDonald's farm seems like a fun place.
Old MacDonald? What are you talking about?
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O, with a quack quack here and a quack quack there, here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack quack. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had
a goose.
E-I-E-I-O. With a Hong Kong here and a Hong Kong there.
Here a honk, there a honk, everywhere a Hong Kong.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Hello, 欢迎再度光临 Information Desk。我们要来复习一下今天的重点。首先问对方有没有什么东西，就可以用今天 Pam 问过的句型 Were there any baby animals on the farm? 句型 Are there any? 我们来练习一下，问公园里面有没有垃圾桶 Are there any trash cans in the park? 或者是问瓶子里有没有水 Is there any water in the bottle? 你也可以造一个句子试试看。接下来 Amy 还说到一只山羊出了栅门向他走来。One goat came out of the gate and came over to me. 其实要描述这件事只要说 came to me 就够清楚了。可是更生动的描述方式可以加一个副词 over, 表示从某一边来到另一边的意思变成 came over to me。我们来举例。比如 he ran over to me, 他向我跑过来。He walked over to my house this morning, 他今天早上走到我家来。这个加了 over 的用法清楚了吗？最后要来看这个句型，忘了做什么事情，可以说 forget to do something。像说今天 Amy 忘了带相机。I forgot to take my camera to the farm.Forget 后面接的是不定词的形态。Don't forget to take your camera with you tomorrow. 明天不要忘了带相机哦。Don't forget to bring your camera with you tomorrow. 或者是 You forgot to pick me up after work. 你忘记下班要来接我了。You forgot to pick me up after work. OK, 今天就到这里要跟你说再见咯。I'll see you tomorrow.
Song time.
When you get up in the morning.Is thank you God for all you've made. Please come and bless my day. This world was made for you and me. What a wonderful place to be. Just look around wherever you are. There's so much to see. When you sit down at noontime to have something to eat, be thankful for the food and friends and all the special treats. This world was made for you and me. What a wonderful place to be. The flowers, birds, and skies so blue and everything we see.There is so much
How many eggs do you want?
How many eggs do you want?
你要吃几颗蛋?
I'm making breakfast. How many eggs do you want?
I want 2 eggs. No, 4 eggs.
How many eggs do you want?
I want 4 eggs. No, 6 eggs.
Please decide. How many eggs do you want?
I want 7. I want 7 eggs.
That's a lot of eggs.
Yes, it is. How many eggs do you want?
I only want 1, but there aren't any left.
How many eggs do you want?
How many eggs do you want?
你要吃几颗蛋?
Okay, friends, now it's time to practice with the question of the day. The QOD, the question of the day. Do you want to visit a farm? Why or why not? Here it is again. Do you want to visit a farm? Why or why not? This is a good question for Jack. Jack, do you want to visit a farm?
Well, yeah, yes, I do want to visit a farm. I think it would be fun to see all the animals on the farm.
Ah, right. Well, I see you have a number of animals with you right now. Maybe you can start your own farm, huh?
Maybe.
All right, friends, how will you answer this question? We want to thank you for joining us right here on Let's Talk in English at
the Mall.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.